Six things we accomplished in 2020. 2020 was a very, very intense year. It's hard to believe it was only 12 months. We hope you and your loved ones haven't been personally affected by the health crisis. Many thanks for listening, watching, sharing, and participating this year. The attention for food and agriculture has absolutely exploded, and our eating habits have completely changed. As the year ends, we would like to share with you our main accomplishments and discoveries of this 2020. Pay what you think is worth actually works. We launched a video course after more than 100 interviews. We thought it was time to share our lessons learned. We launched this video course in August and the response has been amazing. More than 300 people decided to download and join the course. Thank you so much for anyone who has purchased the course. The video course is made to understand the opportunities, get to know the main players, learn about the trends and how to put money to work in investing in regenerative agriculture and food. If you want to know more, you can find the link in the show notes below. We published more than 40 full-length episodes with great guests, from Zach Bush to Jill Clapperton, from Chris Newman to Elaine Ingham, and from Jonathan Lundgren to Bastien Sachet. Others like John Kempf and Greg Schumacher came back on the podcast for a long check-in interview. Thanks so much to our guests, and two special series see below. The Investing in Regenerative Agriculture and Food podcast had more than 100,000 downloads this year. And we did something new. In lockdown, we decided to bring together the community and launch a number of webinars. They were Ask Me Anything webinars, which you can watch below, just find the link. We had guests on the webinar like Abby Rose from VidaCycle and Farmarama, Geert van der Veer of Herenboeren, Brendan and Phil from the Perennial Fund, and Ethan Steinberg from Propagate Ventures. They shared with us their knowledge and experience on agtech, agroforestry, finance, community-owned regen farms, and much, much more. We launched the Soil Builder series. We believe that most change in agriculture will come from entrepreneurial farmers, investors, entrepreneurs, food companies, agtech companies, fund managers, and anybody that's building the tools and vehicles to regenerate soil at scale, beyond their own farm gate and with more than their own money. That's why in Soil Builders, we're following these people. We're welcoming back previous friends of the podcast to understand their progress, and we're discovering new companies, startups, farmers, and investors all engaged in building soil all over the world. You can find the link below. The Transition Finance for Farmers series. We'll never forget our first series with co-host and regen farmer Benedict Beuzel. In this series, we put all of our effort to explore the potential and challenges of transition to understand what is the role of banks, private investors, crowdfunding. We discovered the power of having skin in the game, profit sharing, and much more on the role of farm-to-fork food companies. An enormous thanks to all of the participants, Yuri and Atpers of Triodos Bank, Sally and Esther of Senega Capital and No Regrets Initiative, Robin O'Brien, Replant Capital, Bert Mulder of Boerbakker Bert, Tomasu Soy Sauce, Nicolas Verschuren of Soil Capital, Phil Taylor and Brandon Wells of Med Agriculture, Thomas Klimt Ripple of Kulturland Genossenschaft, and of course, Benedict Beuzel, our co-host and partner in crime. What was our conclusion? Long-term offtake agreements are probably more important than transition finance. They come first. So first, we need to make sure farmers get paid well, get paid on time, and then we can start talking about bringing on transition finance to speed up their transition. You can listen to all the episodes with the link below. Bye-bye Patreon, hello Gumroad. We continue to grow our group of financial supporters. We tried and failed with member-only perks. It seems like you prefer to support the podcast regardless of any exclusive content, which is absolutely amazing. If you do, thank you so much. We decided to move from Patreon to Gumroad, which is much more creator-friendly. If you want to become part of this amazing group of supporters, please find the link below. And that's it. We are accomplishments of this year. We are very much looking forward to next year. We have a lot of things planned and looking forward to see you then and checking in. Bye-bye and have a great holiday season.